neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Quest from Yosef HaSadiq to take him out of Mitzrayim.
So the question that is asked before Yaakov Avinu goes to Mitzrayim, so he met with Hashem at Be'er Sheva. He brought a sacrifice, and then Hashem told them, "Sorry,
I'll come with you,
and I'll take you out." So if Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu that will take him out, why does he need to make Yosef promise him? And you know the whole story. Why is he relying on Yosef? No, that shows a lack of your trust to Hashem.
That's the same. No. It's the same thing that you were trusting to yourself to go to Laban.
So
he said, give me, you know, promise me that you'll give me food and everything. Yeah, Hashem already told him that I'll take care of you.
Yeah, but we learned that he felt that he's missing few mitzvot, respecting his parents, dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. So, but here is a very puzzling thing, because Ribbono Shel Olam told them, don't worry, you go, Gam Aleh Imach, I'm going to take you out. So now here, he's pleading, no, swear to me, and so on.
Well, when Hashem said, like, I'll take you out, the timing of it was not known. It could have been after when the...
It was conditional?
No, the timing of it wasn't known to me.
Say when I'm going to take
you. He's like, you could wait all the way till when the... Well, I mean, Israel is coming out, or could be like he said, Mashiach would come out, but he was concerned about the lives.
What difference does it make? When he said, I'll take you out, so that means I'll take you out whenever I think I should take you out. So if he is pleading to Yosef, that means either he doesn't trust to Hashem, or he wants to go out early. So what difference does it make?
Maybe he was very connected to Yosef, he wanted to not be separate from him.
No, he's going out now. No, what do you mean, sir? He wants them to take him out.
Yes, that's why he instructs Yosef to take me out from here. So he wanted the time that they leave.
Fine, but Hashem promised them that I'm going to take you out. He went because Hashem promised him. So now half of it he trusted. So now when he says, I'm going to take you out, so obviously, you know, it's going to happen. So now, John?
So if he passed away, the Egyptian would immediately start like worshiping. But
No. The galut, the plagues that you're referring to about the lice and all of that, it is way later. It's the end of the 210 years. So now here, the psychology behind this matter is that Yaakov Nalushami is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is many times people, they are capable to do anything that, you know, you can imagine. They're expert, wise, they can manage anything that you can imagine. So now, they call him Takro. The people, Hashem gave him a gift. Now, they take up everything. Now here, Yaakov Nalam Shalom is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is that it gives people a very special feeling when they see you need help, when they see there's something that you cannot do, when they see you ask him, do you know how to do this? It's a great, this feeling that one see, I can do something here, I can help. Here, Yaakov Nalam Shalom, Chasu Shalom, he didn't doubt Ribbono Shel Olam. But he wanted to give such a good feeling to Yosef HaSadiq, say, you know, you have to take me out. You know what a good feeling he gives him?
And you put him in a jeopardizing situation because he's the king, and if Pharaoh says no, then...
No, that was already planned because of the languages that he knew, and the Paro was another, and he swore to him, and so on. No, but the point of the matter here is, many times, people, they love to correct people. Like, let's say when they read the Torah, or, you know, they read something, they said they're not waiting. Sometimes they go home, say, how was the Beit Knesset? Say, shh, beim nachaspid. Why? He said, didn't make a mistake. No, he wasn't there to listen. He was just to make him to correct. Beim nachaspid. So now it's such a great feeling, you know, you make a mistake, so he will correct you. So, wow, you made a mistake, I corrected you. So here, no, really, it just gives them such a boost. Because, you know, sometimes they look at the flyer or something, you know, it's 20 lines. The only thing, the only thing that he knows is a typo. What was doing this? You know, there's advertising something, class something. Oh, this is a mistake. What is that? So here, Yaakov Nalav Shalom is such a beautiful lesson. You don't need to do everything. You know, just pretend, you know, I don't know this. Like, especially the kids. Wow. You know, the kids say, what do you think of this? You know, what color do you like? You know, these matches, what a great feeling it gives them. This is one thing, needs lots and lots of work. That, you know, you always leave something aside for people to be boosted up, give them energy. It's cheaper than a B-complex and B-50, you know, this way they feel, oh, I did something, I corrected them, he didn't know, Eshtebakad. Now, the other message here is that Yaakov Shalom wanted that Yosef would not remain in Mitzrayim. So what would that happen? Paro Leolam never would let Yosef be out of here. No, 80 years he's there. And you see what a blessing he brought from Mitzrayim. So how would he let him to go out? So Yaakov Shalom find the solution. Yaakov Shalom is pleading to Yosef HaSadiq, take me out. Why? Because when you take me out, Midah Kenegi Midah, Hashem is going to get you out too. The same way you're taking me out, then you're going to go out too. Now, it's very interesting that we see Rachel Imenu, Alam Shalom, comes to Yaakov Avinu. And she says, I want children. Give me children. Yaakov Shalom says, what do you mean? I cannot do anything for you. Says, Natachad Elohim Ani. So what did he mean? Isn't it anything greater after 7 years than you let God, somebody else be the Kala? Would be anything greater than this? Huh? So how come she doesn't have a children? How come she's not able to have a child? See, Yaakov Shalom was telling her, of course, see, you made your sister a Kala, then you became a Kala, because you could have been, you know, the wife of Esav. So Hashem gave you the reward. But you want children. You have to make somebody else to have a child. Because she didn't do that. So what did she do? She sends Bilha to become the wife of Yaakov Nalav Shalom. When she has a child, then afterwards, right away she had a child. See how precise it is. You do something, you go out of your way, then in the same way, from Shomayim, they're going to reward you. Whatever you want, you have to go out of your way to do it for somebody else, then Hashem will do it for you.
You still have that very much. A lot of people that cannot have a child, they go adopt somebody, and right after they adopt, they become pregnant and have their own children. A lot of times happens.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Help someone and bring them home. Yeah.
Yeah, this formula works for everything that you can imagine. And that's why here we see,
I have to go find somebody.
Shalom. Chasu Shalom, he didn't doubt the promise of Ibn Sholam. But here we see what the beautiful message is teaching us. That first of all, don't try to become a hero. there's other people, you know, have a share in it, you know, give them a good feeling, yes, you can do it. You know, that's a, as a matter of fact, it's an interesting story, but Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, that with his Talmidim, students, he was going home, and then there was a student, and his head is a little bit smell of Bormus Abzi. So now he'd walk in front of Rabbeinu Ari, because you know, you're not permitted to walk in front of your Rav. So he went, I went. And then the Talmidim, the students that were in the Rabbeinu Ari, they noticed that he passes his house. And then he goes and goes and goes till that Mr. Gormus Abzi, you know, they goes to his house. So the Talmidim asked Harav, and said, Kibud Harav, why you pass your house? He said, I was so enjoying the students, is having such a enjoyment. So I didn't want to break enjoyment. He was so bragging that he's walking in front of me. I gave him the hand out, the enjoyment to go. Why not? That's how it is. Everybody has his own boutique of enjoyment. There's, you know, everybody satisfies in some way. But the point of the matter here is that many times if you know, I can do it, you know, I can take care of it. But the point of the matter here is other people around, that you give them a little bit of boost, enjoyment. Says, after Lacha Kamocha. So that's what we have to apply in Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.